All right, we're coming in here for an emergency pod. Saturday night, Akiva is not with us, but we have super fan Robbie, a diehard Michigan fan, here to give us his reaction. It's been a few hours. He's had a little bit of time to process. But Robbie, tell us how you're feeling right now.
Unbelievable. Cloud nine. Couldn't have been better. Literally couldn't have been better. Even like the way we won, how everything went down was perfect. Just absolutely perfect. We did like what we always wanted to do to them and were never able to do. We absolutely just destroyed the will to play. Like if the game went on for like 5, 6, 7, 8 quarters, we would have just kept on scoring because their like defensive line, their linebackers had no interest in tackling Hassan Haskins and dealing with their O-line by the second half. They just had no interest in it.
Didn't they have like 200 yards and rushing before a guy was touched, which is just insane.
Yeah, no, we were just clearing them out of the middle. And then like Haskins just like, he just like devours first downs. I think he had like 14 first downs, which is like over 100 for a year. So like maybe he's not a big play threat, but like the guy just gets first downs. He's an absolute monster. And then defensively, I was saying this before the game, like we just need like that guy. We have the best player on the field, but we've had the best player on the field at other times. We just need that guy to dominate. And Aiden Hutchinson just dominated. Like other years, I remember when I was in school so vividly, Vernon Golston just dominating Jake Long. And you thought Jake Long was the best player, but clearly not. He's just getting killed. And like Nicholas Petit-Frere, the tackle in Ohio State, supposed to be a first-round pick. So he's obviously very good. He just got absolutely eaten alive by Aiden Hutchinson. Eaten alive. I mean, holding penalties, 3 sacks. Ajabo was beating him. Like Aiden Hutchinson was just making him look like he's not even an NFL player. I mean, talk about stepping up big. And then like Cade McNamara, our quarterback, like people could, you could like hate on him a little because like he's good. He's not like the best quarterback ever, but he's good. He just like wills the team to win. The whole thing was just perfect. It was all just absolutely perfect. I literally can't ask for more.
Yeah, this has been like half of your life as a Michigan fan waiting for this, right?
Well, my whole life. So as a Michigan fan, I didn't become a Michigan fan until I went there.
Yeah.
And that was 2004 was my freshman year. So we've won once since my freshman year in 2004. Like that was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
And we beat like a 6-6 Ohio State.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as important a game, obviously. Yeah, my father-in-law cried today. I don't know. I can't remember if I've ever seen him cry before. And he's obviously witnessed national championships and stuff and beating Ohio State a lot. But I guess it was just such a – and also he was so like morose last night at dinner. He was just like, you know, there's no chance. I don't understand why we only underdogs by 8.5 points or whatever. You know, like he did not come in with any kind of positive feeling, which I think is the best way, because it's not like, you know, you can almost enjoy it more when you have fewer expectations coming into the game.
Maybe. I mean, the truth is like I always was like a realistic Michigan fan and be like, nah, this team, you know, like I've been very realistic and about like Harbaugh and everyone, I'd say overall, like not so much of a pipe dream Michigan man thing. And I really don't make excuses for them after they lose. But before this game, there was just something in my head. I'm just like, I don't know how they're going to win. I don't know why they're going to win. I just felt like they were going to win. I said, I just think they're going to win. And again, I couldn't explain it. I don't know. Like it was, and obviously if I could choose, like I choose, this is the way I want them to. I want them just to break Ohio State's soul, running the ball right up the middle over their, you know, through their goddamn throat. But that's obviously ideal, but I didn't know that. Like need that, but that's how it happened. And this is literally perfect. Absolutely perfect. Everyone on the team played so well. Corum was obviously hurt, our backup running back. or really the split timer. He had a sprained ankle. He put like the few carries he got, he played great. The true freshman running back, who's like a pass catcher specialist, he, the few plays he was in, he played phenomenal. The offensive line, obviously, the tight ends were exceptional. Schoonmaker and Eric Gall were exceptional blockers. And then I always think like a very underrated thing is how good your wide receivers block. Our wide receivers were just cleaning up blocks, just like blocking through the whistle, playing so hard. Huge run for Oklahoma here. I don't know if you're are you watching Bedlam?
Yeah, I'm watching. Yeah.
Yeah, Stillwater looks insane right now.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're not in Ann Arbor, right?
No, I was going to go, and then, like, last second, my dad and brother are just like, no, like, we just couldn't, like, get plane tickets and get back on time, so we actually gave our tickets. I have season tickets. We just gave them away to some Michigan fans on, like, a message board, because that's nice. That's where college football is made,
yeah,
on the message boards. it was literally perfect.
So you guys didn't play Iowa this year, well. Right?
We have not played Iowa. I'm not too worried about Iowa. But honestly, like I said this going into the game, and I still mean it. If we lose by 60 to Iowa and then go and play, like, let's say Ole Miss in whatever bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, and lose by 70, I'm totally fine. I'm happy. It was an amazing season. And that is what it is. We lost the last two games by 150 points. I did not give a shit. I literally couldn't care less. The season is won.
All right.
The season is won.
Yeah.
You know, everything from here is, I just call it house money I mean, that's an understatement. I think we'll drill Iowa. I don't think we're a good matchup for them. They're like, taking out their quarterback, putting in their old starter, who the hell knows what's going on. They're probably the worst 10-win team in the country, I would say.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty bad 10-win teams.
I think if they had lost today, Minnesota would have actually won the West because of tiebreakers.
Really?
Yeah.
They played yesterday.
Yeah, they played Friday night. Yeah, so yeah. Minnesota already knew coming in. But I think it was if Minnesota won and Iowa lost, I think there would have been like a four-way tie or something, and I think Minnesota would have advanced. But anyway, yeah, it was taken care of.
I think all those teams in the West are fairly even, though all very different.
Yeah. No, I mean, nobody's Purdue, close to Michigan, like, Ohio State, Michigan State.
Even obviously. Illinois is like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Even Penn State. Penn State has had they had that bad loss to Illinois, but like they're very good. They're a very good team.
No, they probably would have won the West also.
Even like Nebraska was pretty close in every game they've lost.
Well, you're talking about house money, but like the reality is you beat Iowa. You're in the Final Four. Is there any chance if Alabama gets killed by Georgia after how bad they look today also, is there any chance they wouldn't make it, or are they pretty much a lock?
I don't think they would.
Oh, they're not going to? Okay.
If they lose to Georgia, I don't think they will.
All right.
You'll have Cincinnati, Notre Dame, I think they'll put in.
So Notre Dame would come in ahead.
It'd be ridiculous. I mean, I like Alabama. I've always liked Alabama. Bedlam's over.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Oklahoma State, if they have to play Baylor now. So if they beat Baylor, they'll be in.
Okay.
And then Cincinnati. And then I think Cincinnati
should be in. I think you go undefeated. You should be in.
And they beat Notre Dame, who's very good.
And like,
I mean,
and like
my question is, if Cincinnati loses, right? Like, let's pretend Cincinnati goes 12-1.
They definitely don't make it. Yeah.
But why? Notre Dame could still make it. They beat Notre Dame head to head. Notre Dame has, I mean, Notre Dame scheduled a hard schedule if you look at it, but their schedule in retrospect is atrocious. They literally have played no one this year.
Yeah, but it's not that I disagree with you. It's just you know, they're not going to put a one-loss Cincinnati team in there.
Sure. Okay. I'm fine with that. But then who do you put in?
Yeah.
I mean, Oregon has two losses. They could have a third loss if they lose the Pac-10, Pac-12 championship game. I mean, I don't know. I think it's all house money. One of the funnier scenarios is if Iowa wins, they're probably in, which is amazing.
If Iowa would make it to the, really? I thought the Big Ten would just get shut out. That's nuts.
Why? There's not enough teams.
Yeah, but Iowa's not even, it's like, I don't think Iowa's very good.
No, Iowa's not good.
Yeah. I mean, they
but, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Pitt and Wake play? I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, a lot has to go this way. I guess Baylor could win, and they have two losses. They have some good wins. Oklahoma State won for the first time in forever. Bama really should have lost. The refs absolutely killed Auburn.
All right. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you, Chester.
Very exciting moment. Hopefully it doesn't happen once every 9 years.
No, I think this is such a monumental thing. And, you know, I mean, it's very hard to win the horseshoe, but Ohio State loses a lot. They lose a lot. They lose two or three offensive linemen. They lose their whole D-line, which isn't great to begin with. Like, Smith is very good. Harrison's supposed to be a first or second round pick. Garrett Haskell's very good. So they lose them, and then they lose two of the five best wide receivers in college football.
Yeah, but they've been losing talent every year and beating you guys the next year for a decade. So
sure. They absolutely reload, and they have Stroud back. They have Smith, Jigba back. They have Fleming back. They have Henderson back. I get it. It's fine. But yeah, maybe. I think no one likes to get punched in the mouth, and we finally punched Ohio State in the mouth. And like, Michigan's a coming. And it doesn't matter, because right now we won. We won. Yep. Doesn't matter. It's amazing. It's literally amazing. Amazing. How we did it, Chester. We just literally took the ball and just shoved it down their mouth until they ate it. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely perfect. I just want to say one more thing. I don't know what it is about him, but Ryan Day is just so disgusting to me. He's just like the pinnacle of, like, I actually like people from Ohio that I've actually met, but he is the pinnacle of like Ohio trash to me. Like, if I was to hate someone from Ohio, it would be him. I don't know why. Like,
most college football coaches, he's down 15, scores a touchdown, and kicks an extra point. Like, what the hell are you doing? At that point, it's like, are you like, when they were down 13, and then again, actually, the second time when it was 35-20, and it's like, what
the
are you
analytics,
doing?
The advanced stat, like, analytics guy in college football go bananas about that, because like, it's caught up, like, everyone goes for it on every fourth down now.
Yeah, to the point where on the 28-13 drive, they had like a fourth and six, and he went for it instead of settling for the field goal there.
I think the reason I think they do it is to keep it in their team's head that they have momentum, that they're only down one score in their own head, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but then it reaches the situation of on the next drive they miss it and the game's over.
Right? I would absolutely go for two. Yeah. I'm saying what I think.
Or even the more important scenario, by the way, is if you miss and you're down nine on the next drive, you can know that you can settle for a field goal. You know, if it's fourth and eight from the 20 or whatever, you're like, well, we need a field goal anyways. I just don't understand why you give up that information. If you're teenagers and that's your argument, these guys are young and they need the momentum. And like, if your guys are so immature that they're not going to try as hard because they're down nine instead of seven, then you're a terrible coach anyway. Like, I don't know. I don't understand that. But yeah, the good guys won too.
I don't know. Awesome. You won too. Congrats, PJ Fleck. Yeah. I've always liked PJ Fleck.
Listen, Paul Bunyan, the axe is coming home. And I mean, I'm not.
Do you hate Wisconsin?
Yeah, I hate Wisconsin for like the university of or the state of
both.
I hate the state much more than the university. I'm supposed, like, you know, they're supposed to be a rival of Minnesota, but I also, like, so many of my friends from like Minneapolis go to Madison. So I don't hate the university, but you know, I hate the state. So
like, do you root against them in every sport and in every, like,
no,
when,
so
if
I root,
Wisconsin plays some random team,
even, no,
like,
even Ohio
Purdue?
State. Even Ohio State, I root for the Big Ten, like in like March Madness, for example, and like Like, I've tried to argue with Jen, like, Jen will be rooting against Ohio State in, like, week one of the season in football. And I'll say to her, like, you realize it's good for Michigan if Ohio State keeps winning for when you play them in the final game and beat them. She's like, no, I don't care. I root for Ohio State to lose every game. So I root for the big,
Sam.
I know. I know that's how much Michigan fans are. Yeah, I root for the
but big like if Wisconsin was playing like Purdue, like you don't care.
I'm not like a big enough Minnesota fan to really care. But yeah, I have more positive feelings for Wisconsin than Purdue. So the only school in the Big Ten I really hate is Ohio State, honestly. And Rutgers, because it doesn't belong in the Big Ten, but that's a separate issue.
You got to go to a game of Rutgers. Yeah. It's a hilarious experience.
Yeah. You went to a Michigan game, or you've just Michigan been in general?
I went to the Michigan Rutgers game. I went to a few Rutgers games. I went to the Michigan Rutgers game where they scored 177-0, which was awesome.
What percentage of the crowd was rooting for Michigan?
Oh, 60-70%.
Yeah, I bet by the end,
Rutgers marching band started playing like hell with the Rutgers. I mean, they knew it was a joke at that point. I also went to that Joe Smith Muhammad Sanu game in an absolutely snow when Rutgers was good. In like it was like 4 feet of snow. It was crazy. that was back in the day.
I also had to watch on TV. When I first graduated. In person, it's not as fun probably to be there.
It was pretty fun. I mean, yeah. Getting out of East Brunswick in a snowstorm when the trains get shut down, not the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Survived to tell the tale. Yeah. Anyway, amazing Winchester. Michigan is back, unlike Texas, and it couldn't have been better. Literally could not have been better.
All right.
My kids think I'm a complete psychopath, but that's okay.
All right. Old for me, but all right, go Blue.
Go Blue. Bye.
Bye.